дядьом, і вже дівку не засватав, вже не кличу дядьом. Ой, гаю, не руваю, на юрішки родить, а дівчину заручив, є найздорова ходить. А в дівчини заручини, а в дівчини дворі, от таке то наробили старостоньки моє. Коли в ріці не водиці, я би не чалапав. Коли любка не хороша, я ж би їй не спадав. Добре тому дружбувати, що в нього мати. Бога буде на віночки рани розбучати. О, стань дружбу, дай йди на віночки, най не сидять за столиком сумней. Скоробаю молодо дівчину.
And a Ukrainian group called Ocheretany Kit, also known in English as Swamp Cat, and that was Na Vysoki Polonini, on a high mountain valley. Another one of those stories about young love. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачі «Наш голос» радіо українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам сьогодні англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. З вами Павліна Макварі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, Pukarinske Pavlina, and I'm delighted to have you with me. We've got a great program lined up for you, and it's all pretty much focused on music. We've got part two of the three-part series on the Kuban Cossacks, that fabulous cabaret group that traveled the world, performed on international stages around the world in the 1960s through to the 1970s. So we've got part two of that as well. We've got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music, and different kinds of music on this show, different genres. We started out with something contemporary, and now onto something a little more traditional, and this is by High Profile from Winnipeg, and a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Oi Chorina, Yes a Chorina, I'm a Dark-Eyed Beauty.
Чорна, о чорна, як циганка, з чим се полюбила, з чим се полюбила, чорнявого Іванка, з чим се полюбила, з чим се полюбила, чорнявого Іванка, ой там се полюбила, Іванка, так Іванка. Високі та струнки, сорочка вишиванка. Високі та струнки, сорочка вишиванка. Люблю все твою вроду, люблю дивитися, як ти йдеш по воду.
balon nazar dala. Ivankovi prsteles, Ivankovi prsteles, čom jo ho pokokala. Ivankovi prsteles, Ivankovi prsteles, čom jo ho pokokala. Ta dumbo bokolešu, ja bil že ne pojedu, ja bil že ne pojedu, kochania ne zalešu. Ja bil že ne pojedu, ja bil že ne pojedu, kochania ne zalešu. Na horli dva dubočke, obie dva zeleneki, ne taki perovani, ne taki perovani, oboje čornjavenki. Mi taki perovani, mi taki perovani, oboje čornjavenki.
And the Trio Maksimovich with medley of two different renditions of a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Oyne Khode Hretsyu, and the English translation. It wasn't a translation, it was completely different lyrics, different story altogether. And it was originally recorded by Dinah Shore back in 1940 and was a great hit in North America, unbeknownst to most people who heard it, that it was originally a traditional Ukrainian folk song. The Ukrainian lyrics in that rendition you just heard was about a girl warning her boyfriend not to go to this evening party where he's likely to get charmed by other young women. And it kind of ends there in a sort of a friendly warning, but the folk song, the original story, actually takes it a little further, and he does go to the party. He does cheat on his gal, and so she goes into the woods, digs up some poisonous herbs, makes him a nice potion, and he's a goner. So the story, I guess, is about don't mess with Ukrainian women. We don't like being too timed. Could be dangerous. Take our advice. And so coming up next is the original, or a rendition of the original folk song. It is performed by a woman who was known, was very much beloved. She's from the Soviet era, and she was considered a heroine of Ukraine. She stuck to the traditions, and she gave Ukrainians a sense of their own identity. Her name was Raisa Kirichenko, and here she is now with Oy ne chode hretsyu. Don't go, Greg.
Нехай же грить, твоїх не кохає.
Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британською Колумбією в Канаді. Говорить Павіна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on PCJ Radio International, coming to you from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. I'm your host, Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, по-українське Павіна. Up next, Nadia Kazimira with part two of the three-part series on the Kuban Cossacks.
Hey, the Kuban, hey, the Kuban, the Cossacks. Mil to fight, the shabli ruat, the slavni Cossacks. Hey, 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 mil to fight, the svidranovat, the slavni Cossacks. Hey, hey, hey. Мир танцювати, пісня співати, славні козаки.
By the end of 1969, the Kuban Cossacks, the Ukrainian dance and vocal ensemble, originally from Australia, had performed for 15 years in 21 countries with over 8,000 performances to their credit. It was the drive to succeed, performance rigor, talent and business sense which propelled Vasil Kovalenko and brothers Mykola and Sashko Kumpan to reach the international stage of entertainment, and nothing held them back. From Australia, the Kuban Cossacks entertained throughout the world, delivering top-quality entertainment at an exhausting pace. При кінці 1969 року український ансамбль «Кубанські козаки», оригінально заіснований в Австралії, нараховував 8 тисяч виступів у 21 країнах світу, які виконували через 15 років професійної творчості. Їх місія була здобути славу на найкращих світових сценах естрадної музики і танцю своїми силами, енергією, тяжкою працею, здібностями, хистом і підприємчивістю.
They arrived in the United States in October of 1962, just at the height of the Cuban Missile Crisis. The ensemble's name raised alarm with the U.S. State Department, as well as among American entertainment producers, who feared American audiences would link the Kuban Cossacks with Cuba. There was pressure to change the name, but the ensemble stood its ground with this clarification. Let's listen now as Ed Sullivan introduces the Kuban Cossacks on his show on October 14th, 1962.
The sensational Kuban Cossacks, Ukrainian songsters, swordsmen, dancers, and instrumentalists, first met at the Olympic Games in Australia. And when Mr. Sullivan and I were in Monte Carlo, we saw them for the first time, and I signed them instantly. So here are the Kuban Cossacks, who were named after the River Kuban in the Ukraine. Gentlemen.
And James Hartley, the British showbiz columnist for Stage and Television Today, brought home that message many times. In his column he wrote,
"Incidentally, the Kuban part of their title is derived from the so-named River Kuban, which flows through the region of Ukraine in which they and their forebears lived. And richly as it flows, so flows the stream of entertainment issuing from one of the most remarkable acts in the showbiz world today."
The ensemble's act had evolved for various performance venues, including theaters, nightclubs, cabarets, bandstand performances, the big stage, television with elaborate lighting, costumes, sound effects, smoke, and flashing sabers. Additional male and female dancers, singers, and musicians joined the act as needed. So it is not surprising that scores of critics hailed the Kuban Cossacks for their dazzling action-filled performances. Their success grew internationally, leaving their audiences awestruck and bedazzled.
Hey, the Kuban, hey, the Kuban.
James Hartley, the known British showbiz columnist who became the publicity director of Stage and Television Today, wrote the following.
It is a skillful blend of sound and visual effects that rivet the eye and arrest the ear that makes the Kuban Cossacks a spellbinding combo.
And James Hartley drew attention to another important fact about the Kuban Cossacks ensemble.
The secret to their success lies in their work ethic. First, they are a thoroughly disciplined and harmonious team. They rehearse religiously and follow a rigorous program of physical fitness. They set themselves a very high standard of performance and never drop below it.
Slava Kozatskaya, Slava Kubanskaya, Shayna Zishibe. Доки світ стоятиме, доки існуватиме, повітря побре. Гей, 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 мило воювати, світ малувати, славні козаки. Гей, 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 мило танцювати, пісню співати, славні козаки. Гей, 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 мило воювати, світ малувати, славні козаки.
You've heard the title song of the Kuban Cossacks, specifically composed and orchestrated for them with lyrics by Dmytro Mushnyaha, the ensemble's music director. In August 1969, the Kuban Cossacks performed at the 4th Annual National Ukrainian Festival in Dauphin, Manitoba, thanks to the diligent efforts of Walter Senek and Yaroslav, or Cecil Simchishin, program producer. Traveling from the Nugget Casino in Reno, Nevada, the Kuban Cossacks appeared at Edmonton's Klondike Days in late July 1969, before traveling directly to Dauphin's National Ukrainian Festival in August. Unfortunately, Hollywood actor Mike Mazurki could not join his friends, but would attend the festival the following year with Senator Paul Юзик. Завдяки пильній та наполегливій праці Володимира Сенека і Ярослава Симчишина, кубанські козаки приїхали з виступом на українському фестивалі в Дауфін, Манітобі у серпні 1969 року, де зачарували глядачів своїми жвавими та життєрадісними виступами. Festival's grandstand performances, emceed by Cecil Simchishin, included Ted Komar and his orchestra, Ukrainian dance groups Rusalka of Winnipeg and Kalina of Toronto, and Canada's National Ukrainian Festival Choir, conducted by Helen Lazaruk-Henderson. The Kuban Cossacks were billed as the top grandstand show, and the group consisted of three men and three professional session singers, Audrey and Judy Duggan and Betty Liss. The audiences were thrilled by what they saw and heard. Indeed, the combo attracted over 50,000 attendees at the National Ukrainian Festival with their charismatic and energetic performances.
Let's listen to Halya Usatsa's recollection of the Kuban Cossacks' performance in Dauphin, where she performed as a member of the Rusalka dance ensemble.
Я була членом Русалки, танцювальної групи «Русалка» в Вінніпегу. І в 69-му році ми виступали в Dauphin фестивалі. We performed at the Ukrainian National Festival in Dauphin in 1969. Cuban Cossacks were the highlight of the show, of the entire festival. We were backstage in costume, ready to go on, and when they came on, the audience exploded. They were incredible. Вони чудово, чудово співали. Всім подобалося. І вони співали, танцювали, музика, енергія. It was a professional show. Everybody was just ecstatic. We were mesmerized. I will never forget it. I looked at them and everybody wanted more. They had several encores. People loved them. Ми всі були захоплені ними. Вони були прекрасні. Я ніколи не забуду виступ кубанських козаків.
That was Sidney Lipton's orchestra playing Dmytro Mushnyaha's new and more contemporary cabaret-style arrangement of the traditional Ukrainian dance Hopak. Lipton's orchestra was the popular resident dance band of the prestigious Grosvenor House in Park Lane, London, from the 1930s until the late 1960s. Lipton's orchestra recreated the Patter of Rain, as arranged by Dmytro Mushnyaha, in the well-known Ukrainian folk song you have just heard, Doshchik Doshchik Padaye Drobnenko.
The Kuban Cossacks continued performing at a frenetic pace throughout Europe. Paris was home for a while, particularly Chez Rasputin, thanks to long-term on-and-off arrangements through Madame Hélène Martini, the doyenne of Parisian cabarets. From there, they traveled around the world to nightclubs in Thailand, Japan, and Venezuela, and Australia, and in between cabaret and music hall performances. They welcomed opportunities to promote their unique entertainment package across six continents, particularly with television appearances. We'll be right back.
were listening to Yuki Disco from the record album Kuban Cossacks Then and Now, Kubanski Kuzaki Kulis I Teper. This piece was composed for the Kuban Cossacks by French jazz trumpeter Jean-Claude Naud, whose big band jazz orchestra performed in Parisian nightclubs. The early 1960s, Professor Omelian Pritsak and other leading scholars of Ukrainian studies envisaged establishing a Ukrainian research institute at Harvard University for undergraduate and graduate students, fellows, and professors. The institute's mission would be to advance knowledge about Ukraine in the United States through research, as well as to promote teaching of the highest quality. This project was accomplished thanks to funds raised by the Ukrainian diaspora community. З початком 1960-х років професор Омілян Пріцак та другі провідні українські вчені мали на меті створити український дослідчий центр при Гарвардському університеті для вжитку студентам, професорам і дослідникам. Ціль центру – розвивати знання про Україну в Сполучених Штатах Америки, як і розвивати навчання на найвищому рівні. Цей проєкт увінчався успіхом завдяки фондам, зібраних серед української діаспори. One initiative undertaken in 1971 stands out. The Kuban Cossacks were joined by other Ukrainian artists in a 15-city U.S. benefit concert in support of the founding of the Harvard Ukrainian Research Institute. Один почин 1971 року дуже помітний. До кубанських козаків долучилися інші українські артисти натури концертів на підтримку Гарвардського дослідчого центру.
Треба знати, заспівати, ще й затанцювати. Поїхать через море рідне прославлять, мандрувати нам по світі слави добувать, дай заїхать до Канади рідних підтримать. Були канадськими землями, щиро нас привітали земляки. Були на веселій вечорні та черемі. Чекай, чекай, чекай мене, вернусь до тебе, жди мене, з'єднаємо, спокаємось навіки. Давай, давай, давай мені твою любов і гарні дні, щасливо житимо майбутні дні. Чекай, чекай, чекай мене, вернусь до тебе, жди мене, з'єднаємо, спокаємось навіки. Давай, давай, давай мені твою любов і гарні дні, щасливо житимо майбутні дні. Мандруємо ми по світі, в нас веселий час. Зупинилися в Європі, успіх добрий в нас. Настяне до Канади, рідні там для нас. Українці і дівчата, золото для нас. Були канадськими землями, щиро нас привітали земляки. Були на веселі вечорниці, були гарні дівчата чарівні. Чекай мене, вернусь до тебе, жди мене, з'єднаємо, спокаємось навіки. Давай, давай, давай мені твою любов і гарні дні, щасливо житимо майбутні дні. Чекай, чекай, чекай мене, вернусь до тебе, жди мене, з'єднаємо, спокаємось навіки. Давай,
і щасливо житимо в майбутні дні.
Arriving in New York from Paris on March 25, 1971, the Kuban Cossacks were joined by dancers Viktor and Mikhailo Svirid from Great Britain, as well as three female session singers, Marian, Maggie, and Peta, for the U.S. Benefit Concert Tour. The concert program included a 45-minute performance by the Kuban Cossacks with musical backup from Winnipeg's Ted Komar and his orchestra. Other Ukrainian artists included ballerina dancer Roma Prima Bohachevska, concert pianist Maria Tsisek, and mezzo-soprano Halina Alicia Andriadis. The American tour was a great success and raised $243,000 after expenses for the Harvard Ukrainian Research Institute, which was indeed established in June 1973. In today's dollar, the value is $1,415,000, an incredible amount. Це американське турне виявилось великим успіхом і зібрало 243 тисячі доларів, а вартість на сьогоднішній день близько 1,415,000 американських доларів. Це є надзвичайно велика сума. The last three compositions that you heard are from the record album Kuban Kozaks Then and Now, Kubanski Kuzaki Kulis I Teper, which was produced sometime in 1973-74. Recorded in France with Canadian participation in the LP production, the record features Mikola and Sashko Kumpan, who are responsible for this initiative. Sashko wrote the lyrics and was featured as soloist, while Mikola provided accordion accompaniment and vocal backup. All the compositions were original works, presented in a modern and dynamic style. Jean-Claude Nolle, who is heard playing trumpet with his big band jazz orchestra, is credited with all the musical arrangements on this album. In terms of record production, of which there were three LPs, the record which preceded this LP, Kuban Kozaks Then and Now, was the Kuban Kozaks Beat of the Ukraine. It was released by the Kuban Kozaks to coincide with the 1971 Harvard Ukrainian Research Institute fundraising tour. The content reflects a wide swath of the Kuban Kozaks' music and vocal repertoire, which was originally created for their performances in England and in France. They reflect a modern and up-to-date orchestration to popularize Ukrainian music and song to a wide audience by Dmytro Mushnyaha and Marian Kuzan. The Cross of Simon Petlura, originally a military honor, was conferred on the Kuban Kozaks on May 12, 1972, by the president of the Ukrainian government in exile for their committed efforts to present Ukraine's music, songs, and dances to the people of the free world. In particular, the award recognized their contribution to the fundraising efforts to establish the chair of Ukrainian studies at Harvard University, as well as for their worldwide promotion of Ukraine's culture and history. Як заслуга за пропагування і поширення українського мистецтва в світі і за їх вклад у збирання фондів на Український дослідчий центр при Гарвардському університеті, український уряд в екзилі нагородив кубанських козаків Христом Симона Петлюри. Вони також отримали золотий ключ в штаті Нью-Йорк і багато різних почесних грамот.
Знає світ, там райду і пливли кольори.
heard Сашко Кумпан sing Memories of Carnival. Згадаю дні про карнавали. From the LP Кубанські козаки колись і тепер. The Cuban Cossacks then and now.
While the desire was always there, with their very busy performance schedule, the Cuban Cossacks would not be able to undertake a cross-Canada tour immediately. Only in late 1972, following the conclusion of their sixth contract at the Nugget Casino in Reno, Nevada, with vocal duo of Sandler and Young, the Cuban Cossacks were able to come to Canada.
To learn about the Cuban Cossacks' 1972 tour across Canada and subsequent highlights of their career, please listen to the next installment of 40 Years in Show Business, The Legacy of the Cuban Cossacks.
Настави на ставочку та й настави. Там вливало два козаки та й на човні, на човні. Там вливало два козаки та й на човні, на човні. Там дівчина воду брала та й набрала. Ще й козака соколоньком та й назвала, назвала. Ще й козака соколоньком та й назвала, назвала. Ти, козаче, гарний хлопче, та й соколю, візьми мене на той човен, та й собою, собою. Візьми мене на той човен, та й собою, собою. Настави, там пливало два козаки, та й на човні, на човні. Там пливало два козаки, та й на човні, на човні. Там пливало два козаки, та й на човні, на човні. Там пливало два козаки, та й на човні, на човні.
And that was Tutti Tam from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, with the Cossack Boat Ride. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on PCJ Radio International. If you miss the live radio transmissions of any edition of the show, you can find us in between broadcasts at www.nashholos.com. You'll get podcast links to all three editions of the show there, as well as other audio features, transcripts, and a link to our Patreon site, where we'll be shortly sharing additional content with patrons of the show. Нажалми вшискінчили нашу програму, що часто дому висказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Не те важне, що в стіжку і у мішку, а те, що в голові. And our proverb of the week translates as, what is in the sack or the stack is not important, what is in the head is. A bit of agrarian wisdom for you there. And that brings us to the end of our program. So to wrap it up, we have Paris to Kiev from Winnipeg and the Bukovinian Polka. I'm Paulina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio International, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення.